Okay. I'm going to talk on what are your experiences telling you, okay? And what I want to do tonight, instead of so much talking at you, talking with you, is I just want to serve as a facilitator and help you access and reach an understanding of your own experiences. And I thought I'd begin by just having you get nice and quiet. See if you can just go within. Ask the Lord God within or the inner master to just bring you present and ask, what is the sum of your experiences telling you? Okay, and be honest with yourself. You're not here to criticize yourself. You're not here to judge yourself. You're here to treat yourself as God treats you, as the Christ within you treats you, with love and kindness, compassion. Just look at it objectively. Okay, and when you can, just bring yourself present and see if you can just kind of sit with whatever it is you gleaned from inside. Okay, I'm just going to start talking and hopefully it'll just facilitate stuff and whatever. Okay, and what I'm involved with and what I teach is knowing God directly. Or waking up the Christed consciousness in you, whatever you want to call it, okay? And I'm involved with knowing God directly, okay? Now that immediately removes concepts, opinions, thoughts, all that stuff, all those creations. And it's experiential. Those of you who study with me know that it's experiential. You get to experience God directly because there's a way that God has set up for us to go inside in the soul body and know Him directly, worship God directly. And we experience Him, and we know Him, and we know ourselves. Okay? And it's much like the unknown songwriter by the name of Karen Pizzinelli says, know yourself and you are free. Okay? But it's because if you know yourself, you're knowing the divine self. The spirit that you are. And my experience in helping people with that is that God bless people, but they're unbelievable. They are brilliant. They're the most creative. They're absolutely magical and brilliant in their ways they've come up with to limit their experience, to deprive themselves of their experience, to cheat themselves out of what they know, etc. And I'm always kind of flabbergasted at how much energy we humans give over to this. And let me just share some experiences I've had. Of people come to me all the time and they'll say, you know, my son, my daughter, or I'm sick, my mother's sick, what should I do? And I'll say, well, I don't know because I'm not a medical doctor, but my experience is, either from other people or from myself, if you do X, Y, and Z, most likely this will happen. And I'm just sharing what I would do because that's really all I can do. I get a phone call a week later, a month later, or somehow word gets back to me, that same person is sick. Why? Well, because they decided to do only half of it, some of it, none of it. And that's fine, because it's not about listening to me and what I have to say, it's listening to themselves. And what happens is, in coming to know God directly, is we like to cheat ourselves out of just that, out of knowing Him directly and of listening to what we know and of trusting that. You see? And so one of the things that I've always seen people do is limit themselves. We limit ourselves, okay? And the nature of us is what? We're soul, we're spirit, we're unconditioned. See, God put the soul in us. He put the unconditioned in the world of conditions. Pretty shrewd move, pretty smart. And what do? We get the keys, we know how to free ourselves, and what do? I'm going to lay more conditions in this conditioned reality, and I'm going to limit myself more and more and more and more. I'm not going to listen to myself. Or one of my favorites is, hey, I know what to do when I'm in anger and hurt and pain and negativity. I know exactly what to do. I can just go to God inside of me. I can just surrender all that stuff. I know what to do. Am I going to do it? No. I'm having a ball, you know. I'd rather keep the negativity going, the worry, the upset, etc. You see? And we even have a series of classes that helps the basic self with that. Helps break habitual responses. And some of you can do the classes real well, but will you really do it, you see? So along with my experience of people's experiences is there's a lot of conditioning going on. There's a lot of limitation. There's a lot of running agendas. And no, see, the interesting thing to me is ain't nobody going to make it to God without help. That's how it's set up. No soul goes unaided to God. And yet, we run our agendas. And inside of ourselves, we run our own agendas. And you'll know the truth of something, and you'll choose to ignore it. And you'll lay all sorts of confusion on it, on it, on it. Truth is real simple. Truth is very simple. We're spirit. There's God. We have choice. We're free. The Christ said, the mind that's in me is in you too. You're responsible. Tag, you're it. You've got to exercise your God choice, your God consciousness. It's up to you. No great mystery. And we'll go and we know that, and we won't participate in the experience of our own divinity. We'll just sit there going, yeah, I'm human. But you see, you're not being human, because human comes from you, H-U, which is the sound of God, which is actually, spiritually speaking, God's first manifestation in the pure realms of spirit in the inner worlds. So that tells you where you are. That tells you where you're from. And if that's too mystical or esoteric, there it is in black and white. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. It tells you where you're from. You're the sound current. You're the Word. You're the Spirit. Whatever you want to call it. The Holy Spirit. The Kalma. Doesn't matter. The sound current. You're it. Okay? So that means you're responsible. And when you come to know God directly, all that is in the forefront and focused. And you know God directly, not as something from a Martian experience or an extraterrestrial experience, but something inside of you. See? And I venture to say that if you're honest about your experiences, they'll tell you that you keep on going down the same track, the same track, the same track. You need to let go and surrender, trust and allow. You know, the nice thing about the path that I teach is that it's a surrender path. Some people, they'll follow the teachings, and as best as they can, they drop their negativity, they drop their emotion, they drop the anger, the hurt, the pain, all the things that separate us from God within. They drop it. Others just bullhead, bullhead, bullhead. Oh, it hurts so much, it hurts. They'll call me and say, it hurts so much, what should I do, what should I do? I know I should stop, and I'll stop. 20 years later, still batting their head against the same wall. You know, they put steel plates in their head and they're still going at it. Okay, and eventually they'll get the message. You have to surrender. Okay, so there's a persistence in negativity. And that's fine, because isn't that what reincarnating is all about? You persist in your creations. You're putting things before God. Your creations are more valuable than God, and they separate you. And I wonder if you can experience yourself as God experiences you. Try it for a moment. Get quiet. You don't even have to know what I'm talking about. Just see if anything comes forward. Maybe nothing. But just see if you can experience yourself as God experiences you. And if you're honest, you'll see that your vibratory frequency that the soul vibrates on is held in love and caring and custodianship. See, so many of our experiences are set up for us to really see that we're not our negativity, we're not our emotions, we're not our feelings, we're not our thoughts, but we're spirit, and we're soul, and we're divine, and we're eternal. And it's our responsibility to exercise that. See, and we make the world from how we condition ourselves, from our own patterning. So let me give you an idea. Somebody asked if he or she could continue studying. They could begin, let's say, their 12th year. Okay. Fine, you can begin the 12th year. Okay. Now, what that person has done is, A, not given him or herself exactly what they wanted, because they didn't want to just begin the 12th year. They wanted to study for the entire 12th year. Okay. And what happened is probably there was fear pattern. Probably there was protection. What would happen? You know, I may have to drop some more negativity. Oh my God, what's going to happen? So the person conditioned his or her reality. Okay, let me give you another sense also of what a lot of people do. We are not honest with ourselves many times. We don't come from what we know. So I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and this person said X, Y, and Z, and it wasn't true. Okay, and not that the person was lying, they were just saying, oh, everything was okay, when in point of fact, it wasn't. Okay, and what happened is that there was a separation that was created. Yeah, obviously between me and that person, and I didn't feel so good, but that person had created something within that person, a separation between it and the spirit that it is. And then it will build on that. Okay, I'll protect that lie, I'll protect that, I'll protect that, I'll protect that. And we go and we protected ourselves. And what do we have? We have this beautiful little creation that we have to protect. And our energy goes to that. And we've created an idol. That's what an idol is. and we placed it to worship, because that's where our energy is going. So when we experience the truth of who we are, there's a part in us that's going to be afraid, that's going to limit, that's going to want to control. Control is a big one, which to me is always hysterical. You know? See, because I don't know how many graves I pass driving along the highway. I mean, perhaps, I don't know how, God knows how many, right? Tens and tens of thousands of graves. And I always had the same thought. It's like, what were they able to control? What did all of that do? They couldn't control anything. Look what happened. There they are. There's their body. Bingo. What's the point of control? And so many of us try to control things. See, and the teachings that I teach, they don't teach us to control anything. They teach us to accept. And many times if we accept, we can move on. For example, if I'm angry at Marilyn because I don't like the nail polish she's using, which I take as a personal effrontery, okay? I mean, I'm personally offended, okay? I don't like her nail polish. I get angry. Okay, and if I choose to stay there, I will kick into, well, you know, I'm supposed to be a spiritual being. I'm not supposed to have this feeling. I'm going to control my anger at Marilyn, and bingo. I've repressed it, and I'm stuck with it. Or I may do something else and try to control Marilyn's choice of nail polish. But the Marilyn's nail polish is not the cause of my upset. See, now Howard's looking really confused. Is how come the nail polish doesn't bother me and I'm married to her? Well, I don't know, Howard. You guys do some deep inner work, but... Okay, but the cause of that is not Marilyn's nail polish. It's something within me. And many of us try to control the other person rather than work with what's inside of you. And the more I attempt to control Marilyn's nail polish, guess what? The more I'm reinforcing my own negativity and my own attachment. And I keep digging the separation more and more and more. Because my response to Marilyn's nail polish has nothing to do with Marilyn. Has nothing to do with her nail polish. Has to do with something inside of me. And many of us try to control our experiences with God. Or we try to rationalize it. In other words, we try to give it a perspective. In my experience with people trying to understand and know themselves is every time they place a judgment on themselves, it's always based on not knowing anything about what is exactly correct at that point. So it comes from ignorance. It comes from not knowing. And so that's what we create. We create a judgment which separates us from God immediately. And that's what we've got. We've got a big judgment. Okay, and if I listen to my experiences, I've come to know something, that I'm not my experiences. I'm not any of the stuff I may choose to run, but what I am is how I've experienced the spirit inside of me, and how that is real simple. How I've experienced God is that it's His love that moves us. You know, it's His love that moves us. It has emotion. That's what emotion used to mean. It was God's motion, God's energy moving through the Spirit. And then what we've done is through our own conscious or unconscious creation is we've created emotions. Our own feelings. And we've got all these creations. Okay? And all that stuff is cleared up. You don't go home to God and have the emotional body full with emotions. Okay. Now, that's not to say you're human and you're not supposed to have emotions and you're supposed to be a robot. No, not at all. But when we persevere and perseverate on different emotions, anger, hurt, pain, etc., we've got these creations. And these emotions are linked up to a thought. And then we'll most likely have an action, inward or outward, based upon that. See, if we're crazy, we don't have that linkage. That's what happens with a lot of crazy people. They don't have a linkage between the thought and the emotion. Okay? But people generally do. They have that linkage. So you have emotion, you have thought. And my experience is I'm none of that. Okay, but what I am is the spirit, and my experience of God is His tremendous love for us. And that's what moves us. And those of you who have been a student of this path, you're able to go inside, into the soul body. Okay? Into whatever you want to call it. The church, the mosque, the eternal part of you. And you're able to go inside and you're able to go to God. And you're able to ride the spirit or the sound current. And you ride it. You're moved. So your spiritual progression is based only on one thing. And guess what that is? Allowing God's love. Or loving God. That's the only thing. I've never seen anybody progress spiritually because of how smart they were, how many degrees they had, how much money they had, or anything else like that. But I've seen souls progress by their love of God, by their surrendering to His will. See? And experientially, we're blessed. We have a God-given facility to know God directly. God can let us, and does let us, know Him directly. We can approach God direct. We have the equipment, as it were. We have the technology. You know, we live in the high-tech age. That's nothing compared to the technology that we are. The soul, the technology, the able to navigate in the inner worlds and know God directly. Okay, so I'm just kind of talking around in a circle here and sort of picking points around a circle, hoping it'll facilitate stuff in you and sharing ultimately what your experiences are meant to do for you, which is to bring you to the place of love, surrender, and human kindness, in the sense of human, in the sense of manifesting the spirit of God, and understanding that as your purpose. That's what you're here for. That's God's will. And then I love that because it couldn't care less if you're green, blue, from this country, that country, this age, that age, smart, stupid, whatever. Deaf, dumb, blind, who? Greatest democracy going. Okay, and what I'd like you to do in conclusion is just go inside, ask whatever you want to call it, God within, the inner master. Tell you how you can choose better or to make a better choice of your experiences so that your experiences will allow you to know God directly. Okay, let me just end by saying that you guys are in total control. The proof of that is you're in a body. So that you have total control over where you place your focus, what you create, your karma, your spiritual growth, your spiritual progression. Okay, that's not imposed upon you by a fiat outside of you. That has to do with an alignment process with God's will and your own progression. You know, and nothing has changed since the Christ Jesus said what fulfills the law. Love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. So, loving God fulfills His will, fulfills the law. You want to know how to create positively? You want to know how to create unconditionally? You want to know how to experience your reality and structure your reality so as best to fulfill your purpose, which is to know God? Love God. What does that mean? Okay? So that we don't keep it very abstract. Oh, love God, love, you know. What does it mean? Okay, it means that each moment you choose to let go of the negativity, let go of hurt, let go of pain, let go of separation, let go of doubt. If you're actively studying, you refer to the teachings, you refer to that as an alignment process. So you're always lining up with God's will and God's love. And you're dropping your stuff. See, let me give you an example. Just sitting here, I had to let go of wondering, how am I doing? Why is this person yawning? Why are they looking around? You know? And it's stuff the body does. So I had a surrender process. And I had to surrender to just what's present, which is spirit. Because frankly, you're going to get it when you get it. The getting it is up to you. And you're in control. And let me just suggest something is, you may just allow that movement of God, God's love moving you, and see what it does. You don't even have to know where it's going to go. It's like someone shared with me the other day that she didn't know what she wanted to do that day, but she knew what she didn't want to do. But because she didn't know what she wanted to do, she felt that wasn't enough, okay? But many times, all you have to do is just stay present with what is and trust the process. And you may not know where God's motion is going to move you, but you need to trust. And how do you trust? You talk to yourself, you reassure yourself, you love yourself, you hold yourself. Just like we're held by the Christ, you hold yourself. And you treat yourself with love and kindness. Yeah, and it's really that simple. Okay, we'll stop with that.